Warning. Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show. Determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the weepy.
Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We're on an active war against bullshit. We would do anything and everything to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, and maybe have a little fun doing it, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept it, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I take no shit from nobody. And I will search and destroy if you fuck with me. Anyways, today won't be any different. This is probably going to be a very variety of a show, I guess. Because, originally I wanted to do a prank call show. Unfortunately, I've been promoting this show for like a week. Haven't gotten not one damn phone number. And, I have zero, I've been racking my brain, and, you know, I'm to blame as well. I mean, look, I'm not trying to blame anybody, to tell you the truth, but it's ultimately my fault. I've had writer's block, complete writer's fucking block. I've just been focusing on, you know, working during the week, you know, dealing with bullshit. And basically, that's what I wanted to, like, get off my chest. I was gonna do a sideshow, but a little one hit where I rant, and so that way I can say the Saturday shows for other things. But I mean, basically, if a bear shits in the woods and no one's there to smell it, does it stink? If someone's talking shit and no one's there to hear it, is he or she a successful shill? I wanted to talk about this because I see tons of YouTube accounts dedicated to exposing someone or each other going back and forth. I know a lot of you saying, yeah, look who's talking. I've exposed Luke Rakowski, Chris Geo, Christian Identity, and now this fucking crazy bitch that's been fucking with me for the past month, Raven Masterson, and you know, various other, you know, things on this show, you know, and difference is I attack people that come in my radar, that I've seen hurting other people. Basically, you know, like, when it comes to Raven Masterson and specifically, she's fucking with me personally. And, you know, as some of you may know, I am a men's rights activist. I believe in, true equality between the sexes. I don't respect anyone that goes after men, you know, and falsely accuses them of rape. And I'm going to talk more about her latest bullshit. Chris Geo, he's lied. He's motherfucked his own listeners. And now if you can't believe he's a fucking shill now that he's on GCN, I don't know what else to fucking say. Luke Rakowski, I've been on him for like years, so I don't even have to get in on that. Equality. Yeah, excuse me. But, you know, I've seen these people going after other people that I've never fucking heard of. It's like, oh, well, they talk about a certain thing that I don't like. All right. Are they personally attacking you? No. Are they attacking other people and hurting them? Are they stealing their money? No, no, no. Then, you know what? With those types of people, ignore them. You know, because, you know, publicizing them and calling them shills if they're not doing anything, really, except just basically talking shit about something you don't agree with, you're just giving them more listeners. That's what ends up happening. And look, I'm guilty of this myself. So, you know, I mean, that's why I'm going after this chick named Raven. She first came at me, and I spoke about this. I just want to retell the story. She came at me because of a video of me talking to two girls at the Occupy Wall Street, and the video's up. She decided to start calling me a rapist out of the blue. She came out of the blue. I didn't know she even fucking existed. Never heard of her. Because I've never fucking watched reality television. I think most of that shit is just bullshit and it bores me. Which is why I'm very excited that the new season of Doctor Who is back. Woo! After the show, I'm gonna fucking go. I got work in the morning. Well, not work in the afternoon. So I gotta, you know, I can't really stay up. But, in fact, let me see if I can find the video. I mean, I deleted her comments because at the time I was like, you know, fuck this shit. But then she decided to start attacking other people. And I'm thinking, what the fuck? She's falsely accusing people of rape. You know, and as some of you may know, that I've told the story ad nauseum on this show about the time I was falsely accused of rape, got my ass kicked. And this bitch decides to twist it and say, oh, well, he tried to rape her, and, you know, because she's a lesbian. No. You know, a lot of people like to twist that story to make it seem like I'm the fucking bad guy. And then I see this bitch going and accusing other men of raping her or raping other people without any proof. And you know what? And I defended Tommy Sotomayor because I'm like, who the fuck is this crazy bitch? How dare she? I took personal offense being, you know, and maybe I shouldn't have. I should have just, you know, stayed out of it. But, you know, whenever I see, like, someone falsely accuse someone else, let's be specific. Alright, because I'm going to get called a woman hater because of this shit anyways. But whenever I see a woman just using rape or using domestic violence as a weapon when it didn't really happen, I take personal fucking offense. I mean, because I could have been sitting in jail today for not even getting a chance to sniff the panties just on her word alone. And I thank God every fucking day that the truth came out quickly and not during a trial. It came out in the police station. Thank God. But now when you dedicate a fucking blog to slandering people, accusing them of rape or stalking you because they had the misfortune of thinking you looked cute enough to rub them down. And then when you fucking reveal you're crazy, which luckily for me, you fucking came at me out the blue and revealed you're crazy like right off the bat. And I got video of this bitch basically revealing her crazy. And it's on the blog that I had to start in self fucking defense. You know, if you want to take it out, RavenNicoleMasterson.blogspot.com. I got everything on her. And the shit is, this bitch wants to start trying to bully people and from fucking California. First of all, you know, I'm trying to fucking get into a legal fist fight with men that have pissed me off. Some bitch from fucking California, I almost feel fucking silly, like, contemplating kicking her ass. I feel fucking silly because she's just a fucking retarded little girl who's getting help. I know she's getting help from her getting my personal information. And she thinks it's funny because she calls me and starts harassing me on the phone. And now I just fucking went on the tangent. All right, so basically the point, she's fucking with me. So now I gotta fucking go after her, waste my goddamn time, fucking take time out of projects that I want to focus on. on to get this chick to stop, you know, fucking with me. And then she's like, oh, see, you know, he's a rapist. He's an admitted rape. Like, what? You know. And this also brings me to, because this is the same thing that's happened to Christy because of Chris Geo. Chris Geo makes fucking these nice, magical fucking audio files, fucking videos with spooky music, and I have to go after him now. I've been going after him. Had to start a blog on him because he wouldn't stop with the bullshit. And then he turns around, claims he's a victim. But luckily for me, a lot more people are getting wise to his bullshit. Luckily for me, everyone's like wise to Raven's bullshit. Yet, you know, she's still posting everyone else's shit out there for the world to see and not fucking take a, you know, not give it two fucking questions. I mean, and this really comes down to, like, and now I gotta fucking attack society right now. Like, they allow fucking psychopaths to fucking pull this dumb shit. You know, I got a fucking, you know, oh God, where the fuck was I going? Because I started reading and I lost my fucking train of thought. You know, oh, without giving it a second fucking thought yet, you know, fucking Google allows them to, oh, well, it's freedom of speech. It's freedom of speech. I mean, but thank God that, you know, that they don't take down anybody else's shit for speech. Oh, wait, they do. These fucking psychopaths are allowed to post whatever the fuck they want. It's like, well, you know, we don't get into it because it's a free speech issue. First of all, technically speaking, a corporation can deny you freedom of speech, which is why radio show hosts that are on the air or even on satellite can be fired for what they say. I mean, shit, talk show could fucking kick me off anytime they fucking wish if they don't agree, if they don't agree with what I say. They're like, well, this is our service. This is in the terms of use. You know, you violated this, this, and that. You know, it's in how we interpret it. That's how I got kicked off of Blog Talk. You know, one of the program directors didn't like what me and my partner were saying at the time. And they're like, oh, well, it's how we interpret how you violated the terms of use. But you know what? These fucking, like, YouTubes and stuff like that, they don't fucking have a set guideline. It's an, okay, well, it's how we view it is. Or it's whoever gets as many people as they can to flag your shit. And what, did people lose me? Did people lose me yet? Like, technically, you know, I'm probably, you know, me doing prank calls and shit. You know, and that's the shit that fucking pisses me off. Because these fucking psychopaths could go on, slander your name, fucking drag your name through the mud. Freedom of speech. You fucking defend yourself? Oh, I'm gonna make a fake-ass copyright claim and there's no fucking defense. No fucking defense. Chris, I have fucking videos on Chris Geo, fucking him damning himself, and he can make a fucking copyright claim to shit that don't belong to him, and I got no fucking defense. It's like, but, you know, I mean, luckily I've been able to have some videos taken down, like slandering me, but there's some shit out there that's still up. Because they're like, well, it's on the internet. The people can take from the internet, you know, repost your shit. But these fucking psychopaths can't. I mean, I got this fucking psycho bitch reposting my shit everywhere, reposting my personal information over and over and over again. I don't even know what the fuck the bug is up her ass. I don't understand. Like, all right, you want to post my shit out there? You want to fucking tell people where I work? For what? I've never raped anybody. I've never hurt anybody. And the only people that are pissed off at me are the ones that deserve to get pissed off by me because they're the ones hurting people. They're the ones doing the real shit. And then, you know, and okay. I mean, and back to my original rant, I don't know who the fuck, the Irish Rebel or any other of these other fucking talk show hosts. I don't know. The only talk show hosts I know are George Norrie, Alex Jones, Jack Ludd, shit, Mike Rivera of whatthehellreallyhappened.com. The one gentleman that I wouldn't mind lifting up our shirts and kissing belly buttons. fat boy power. I mean, and then I go after Christian Identity. I mean, the reason why I go after Christian Identity because it's an actual racist, fucking idiotic, fucking belief that's pretty much the same as Zionism, but it's like white supremacist Zionism, which is obviously a fucking invitation of the FBI. But you got all these fucking retards that feel so weak in their own personal lives that, oh yeah, I'm part of the master race. Play with my balls. I'm part of the master race. Play with my balls. So they want to come up in my chat and start talking shit. Like, fuck them. You're not going to come over here. Come in my face. Well, whoops. Don't threaten myself with a good time. Anyways, you're not gonna come right. Oh, fuck. I can't. There's no way for me to fucking rephrase that. You're not gonna try to diss me in my face and expect me to stay shut about it. I mean, and most of these fucking psychopaths are the most fucking cowardly sons of bitches out there. And actually, this is the first fucking female douchebag I have to fucking deal with. And it's like, you know, and then the shit I get is like, oh, well, you brought it on yourself. You shouldn't be talking shit on the net. You know. And then when I try to fucking get people to, like, help defend themselves, oh, no one wants to do shit. No one wants to fight the psycho. No one wants to fucking deal with the psycho. Everyone's just comfortable with their shit being out there. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, just allow any old fucking person to come around and try to ruin your life. And I'm just really fucking pissed off with this whole fucking planet full of so many fucking assholes that will try to ruin your life for every little fucking thing. You can't do nothing. That, you know, shoot, you take a shit in the toilet, I'm pretty sure that's offending somebody. You should be burying a hole, a 6-foot hole, and squatting over that. And I'm just, you know, but, you know, and this is just fucking active bullshit to the face. Bullshit to the face, really? Really? Did I just say that? Oh, fuck me. Alright. Like, I want to drag these motherfuckers into the sunlight, you know? But the internet has made it so that way fucking people can be fucking punk asses from miles away. It's like, word? You're gonna be a fucking punk ass? So, I, and then these people are just like with the I mean, and look, I'm not trying to diss anybody that has a beef with somebody else, but look, if you're gonna be beefing with somebody, at least let it be a real fucking beef. If it's something that you could just be like, oh, this shit is annoying, turn it off, and that's it, fine. Like, who the fuck gives a shit that Dallas Goldbug fucking can, fucking Animorph's fucking ears and say, oh, see, I compared someone's clitoris with some fucking tortoise in Pima County Zoo. I don't know. It's like, that person resembles fucking those fucking vultures from fucking Robin Hood, the Disney Robin Hood. Fucking, that means they're from Pima County. Like, who gives a shit? And then people are like, oh, he's a shill. No, really, you just don't like what the fuck he does. Let's just be really, like, you can't possibly know who's a shill and who's not. There's no way to fucking guess. There is no way to tell unless you hack into the FBI's fucking records and find the fucking list. Unless you got the knock list with everyone's original name and number and can fucking prove it, you can't tell there's a shill. That's your opinion. You just don't, let's just be honest, you don't like what he does. Like, Chris, I don't know if he's a fucking shill or not, honestly, because I know I just fucking contradicted myself, but, you know, I don't know if he's a government agent or not. I don't got the fucking knock list. All I know is Chris Gio's a fucking asshole. A fucking crazy asshole. That's all I know. And that's why I put his shit out there, because he put me out there fucking trying to make me look like an asshole when all I was doing was, you know, all I did was fucking use the wrong tactic in, trying to take someone down, essentially. Raven, I don't know who the fuck she is. All I know, she's a crazy bitch, and there's fucking proof on top of proof on top of proof on top of proof that she's a crazy fucking bitch that hates her life. She hates what she does, and she hates men. In fact, she hates women too. She hates other women that could go to work and not have to suck dick for fucking $5 and a sandwich from fucking 7-Eleven. Which, you know what? I've had sandwiches from 7-Eleven. That shit ain't that bad. Instead of doing better with her life and getting the help she needs, she would rather fuck with other people. And again, you know, I'm going back and forth here. Like, look, I got nothing against you guys. If you don't like somebody and you feel the need, you need to fuck with them, fine. But I think what a lot of these guys doing are a waste of time. They're like, so what? Let them talk shit. If no one listens to them, I mean, people are going to get bored. I mean, I've listened to a lot of these shows like Project Camelot. Hold on. Let me fucking go into the shoes. Look, and I know I'm probably going to catch some shit for this. I don't like the Truther Girls. And not because I think they're New World Order or anything like that. I just don't find fucking Sonya funny. I think she's a hack. I think she goes for like the obvious punchlines, but I think she gets a pass because she's a girl saying, and that's pretty much it. I think that's the only reason why she gets a fucking pass, because it's a girl saying the punchlines instead of the many men. Like, come on, she did this skit where she's acting like she's a transsexual. Yeah, and who gives a shit? So I don't listen to her show, and I'm not gonna talk shit. I'm not gonna fucking make a video talking shit, telling people don't listen to Truther Girls, because you know what? You know, they say they have good information, fine. I just don't fucking, me personally, I don't find them funny. I don't find them entertaining. It bores me. But most radio shows do, which is why I try to fucking keep this show really entertaining. Jack Blood Show, I enjoy the fuck out of it, even though the fuck, I don't know what the fuck is his problem with me personally, but I enjoy the fuck out of his show. He got the radio voice. He knows how to talk, and he doesn't try to go for the fucking joke. Mark Dice, douchebag. Don't know if he's a shill or not. Don't know if he's working with Alex Jones from or whatever. I just can't stand him. I think he's a douche. He's not. He's like, and all right. Alex Jones, fuck. He's just, I'm tired of him screaming at me. I haven't listened to him in years. I just got tired of him screaming at me. Don't know if he's a shill or not. Who gives a shit? I don't listen to him. He's not fucking with me. But the shit that kills me is like, all right, if they're not hurting anybody and not doing anything, what? Who the fuck gives you the right to start fucking with them, trying to hack their fucking feeds? Who gives a fuck? Most of these people go away. In fact, let me go, like, I'm going to go on American Freedom Radio. And probably the only show I listen to is Christie's show. You know, Soul Journeys, and even still, you know, I'm sorry, I'm gonna catch some shit, but alright, Truther Girls with Sonya, don't listen to them. Vinny Eastwood, who gives a shit about New Zealand? I know I've hosted that show, and I think I made it funnier when I was on. The Region 10 Report, who the fuck is that? I don't know, don't give a shit. Topher's Unpopular View, oh, don't give a fuck. Alright, let's go to Oracle Broadcasting. In fact, name. Let's see what shows. Program schedule. Let's see. Don't listen to Rents. Don't listen to Truth Hurts. I don't even know who the fuck they are. Unlock the Door where Mike Cross. Don't know who the fuck. Mankering Awakening. I don't know who the hell that is. If they're shills, I couldn't give a fuck. I don't know. I don't listen to them. Oh, do you listen to this show? Because he's a shill. Like, I don't give a fuck. I don't know. The Robin Freeland Show? Don't know. Blacklist Radio? Don't listen. Charles Giuliani? Don't listen. Mike Chambers? Don't listen. I don't know these people. I don't know any of these fucking people. And I could give a shit. Yet there are these people that fucking spend all day trying to debunk these people. So fucking what? Unless they're hurting somebody, unless they, you know, because you know what? If people listen to them, God bless them. More power to them. And if they want to be led around by people that are lying or whatever, I don't know if these people are lying or not. I don't give a shit. What's another fucking network out there? Like, who gives a shit if they're lying or talking shit? If you're not, if they're lying and talking shit, and they're not talking about you, or they're not slandering you, or they're not fucking screwing screwing other people over? If no one's there to listen to it, are they hurting anybody? Does it make sense to go after them? Unless they're lying and they're trying to mislead other people into screwing somebody else over, fine. Defend them. But if you're just out of the blue listening, he's like, oh, I don't like what this guy says. He's a shill. Then what the fuck? Who gives a shit? Like New Colony, I've never listened to New Colony. I mean, maybe the shows that you recommended, Nancy, I listened. But and I know this is going to get people pissed off at me, but all right, it's fucked up what happened to Charles Dyer. The government ain't letting him out anytime soon. They're not letting anybody, we got the Glenzy Show. It's the Glenzy Show. I mean, I am listening when you invite me, but like Nancy's like, oh, I thought you were listening in. I am listening, but there's only so much you could listen to about how Charles Dwyer got screwed over. I mean, it's like, okay, we're talking about how this guy screwed over again. All right. And again, huh? All right. So what are we going to do to help him get out? Do we got anything? Are we doing anything? No? Okay. Is there anything we could do? What can we do? I don't know. We do militia news. Yeah. I mean, I'm not in the militia. Like, look, if you got a niche, fine. You know, more power to you. You're not hurting anybody. You're not lying. So I got no problems. I got no problems. And anybody that has a problem with you and starts making videos is fucking useless. All right. Look, I'm not talking shit about the show. I mean, it's, you know, like me, I got fucking ADD when it comes to this. So I, you know, really for me to keep my own fucking interests, it's like really hard. It's really hard. Let's go Yankees. Let's go Yankees. Somebody's like, go Yankees. Yes, go Yankees. Alex Jones is an infomercial for Alex Jones. Rents looks like Yanni. Most of those mentioned are government operatives. I don't know, and I could give a fuck. If no one's listening to these shows that are supposed government operatives, which I don't know how you are able to, like someone, Gennard says, oh, most of them are government operatives in the chat room. How are you supposed to know what's a government agent and what's not? There's absolutely no way whatsoever you can know that for sure. If you don't like what they're doing, don't listen. If they are specifically, like, I mean, come on, look, I would understand if he was a government agent and he was on CBS radio and he's spouting shit. Rush Limbaugh? Yes. What the fuck is on MSNBC? Yeah, government fucking controlled opposition. Fox, controlled opposition. CNN, controlled opposition. Yes. Fucking some rinky-dink internet radio station on the corner of the internet that you will have to, like, know about and then listen. I don't know, and so who gives a shit? You go to the source. What source? Are you hacking it? Like Gennard says, you go to the source. That's how you know there are government operatives. All right, so who's the source? Do you hack into FBI records, CIA records, NSA records? Did you get the knock list? Did you go inside Langley fucking with Tom Cruise and fucking rappel from the ceiling to go into the computer room? Which is, why would they have a fucking one fucking computer room with that shit? Fuck fucking Mission Impossible. Possible. Suck my dick. This message. Yes, I believe he's a government fucking agent. Didn't you just hear me? Yes, Rush Limbaugh, fucking Sean Hannity, fucking MSNBC, CNN, Fox. I would understand if fucking Celtic Rebel or whoever you think is a shill were on those networks. I would be like, yeah, okay, they're fucking misleading people. But if you're like so fucking obscure and you don't agree with them, fucking turn them off. And even with Rush Limbaugh, he's a fucking government agent. Shut him off. I don't listen to Rush Limbaugh. I don't listen to MSNBC. I don't listen to Fox News. I don't listen to CNN. You know why? Because they don't fucking discuss real fucking issues. They're like, well, the Republicans and the Democrats and the conservatives and the liberals and who gives a fuck? Fuck, don't, you know, and it's so fuck almost goddamn fucking impossible to find something worth listening to on alternative or fucking regular media. Because a lot of these motherfuckers, they're so afraid of doing what I do, or if they try, or if they heard me and they try to copy me, and they do a fucking piss poor job, like, and then they're so fucking afraid of fucking trying to be funny, they're like, oh, this, that they come, they get pissed at me, and they come at me, like, oh, you shouldn't be doing that, you shouldn't be doing that. Oh, by the way, fuck Christian Identity. I don't know if I've said that often enough. Fuck Christian Identity. Suck a dick. I hope that it gets exposed as a fucking government government fucking shill, fucking, you know, COINTELPRO op bullshit. Fuck them. Fuck them. And you know what? I wouldn't even have to think about Christian identity if none of their fucking retards came up in my chat room and started trying to pop shit. It's like, you know what? I don't think white people are the master race. I don't think black people are the master race. I don't think Asians are the master race. I don't think there's such a thing as a fucking master race. Or massa race. Your mama's so stupid she thought massa was the Mexican Air and Space Authority. Massa. Oh, man. Glenn is doing the Lord's work. Yeah, I wish I could go to Ground Zero, but, you know, I work. And of course, there's some fucking whore trying to fucking fuck me up because she can't fucking go to work because she's so fucking crazy and lazy she can't be in fucking society. See, that's the shit I gotta deal with because, you know, I seriously, I don't know. I fucking find fucking bullshit. Oh, man. I don't know. I just see people wasting their fucking time instead of doing shit. I see fucking psychopaths being allowed to fucking roam the fucking planet and fuck people up. Try to fuck up people's lives. And they think that shit is funny, thinking they're winning. I'm still working. So, oh, man. It's just, who the, like, honestly, like, it's either motherfuckers fucking with people and the other motherfuckers, like, who gives a shit? Like, if you don't agree with something and they're not personally attacking you or you know fuck them, don't even bother, go do your own thing. I mean, but if they're going out stealing money, saying, oh, we're broke, oh, we don't got no money to feed our kids, or, you know, we don't got money to fucking do shit, and they're not working, or they're like, oh, yeah, well, we are collecting money for this, and then they fucking go to fucking Kissimmee, Florida to fucking ride the rides, or fucking go to Las Vegas with the donations that were supposed to be to build the, oh, well, we're poor, like fucking Alex Joke Jones. Oh, I barely got enough money to buy my kid's shoes. Like, nigga, then get a fucking job. And I swear to God, I refuse to believe, like, now, especially now, after all the media attention he's getting, now that he's on fucking Sirius XM, he's, like, also, he broadcasts his shows there. I fucking do not believe that shit in the least. That he's a fucking broke motherfucker. So, look, if you guys want to call in and you want to talk about this, I know I'm supposed to be doing a prank call show, but I don't even fucking got no fucking phone numbers. So, I'm going to take a quick break and get me some drinky poos because my fucking throat is fucking drier than Deborah Song's vagina. Anyways, here's the call-in number.
Call the Crotch Shot Radio Show now at 724-444-7444. Call ID 23980.
I'm gonna play a quick song and then I'll be right back. I just need to fucking rest my vocal cords. This is Father for Resolution with their song Still Ours on the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
Well, you must be mistaken.
This is Still Ours.
Me!
What's up? We're back. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show, kicking the issues in the balls. It just fucking amazes me. Like, I'm just talking about psychopaths. I'm talking about, you know, and you know what? Psychopaths travel in fucking packs. I mean, because you'll have some motherfucker come out and like, oh yeah, I agree. Oh yeah, we can't have, you know, like in the, you know what, in the case of Christy, it's like one motherfucker starts popping shit and then all these motherfuckers come out. All these fucking secondhand motherfuckers like, oh yeah, I don't like her cause she laughs a certain way. Like, really? She's a fucking shill because she laughs. Ah, I see. I get you. I understand. Fucking morons. You know, it was like, yeah. It's like, you know what? And there's really nothing, you know, and like, you can, like, in the words of fucking George Lopez, I can't do nothing. Can't do fucking nothing. Can't do nothing. Because everything, you know, if there's a fucking psychopath out there, if there's a fucking psychopath out there, you know, they're going to try to make everything you do look wrong or seem wrong. And it's really, you know, it's like, oh, well, you breathe air. That means you're a shill. Oh, you take a shit on the toilet and wipe your ass with fucking moist towelettes, which, you know, I do personally because, you know, fucking dry toilet paper does not take, you know, doesn't make me feel as clean as those moist towelettes. You know, those flushable wipes, you know, you really got, you know, if side note here, you know, I see a call from North New Jersey. I'm going to pick that up. But as a side note here, you know, get these moist towelettes to wipe your ass, man, because, yo, it's like taking a bath in the middle of the day. It's just, it makes you feel fucking fresh. That's what I'm saying. Anyways, G.
Yeah, hey, Louie, it's Glenn from Jersey City, man. I'm just calling in to support your show.
Thank you very much, and you do have a fantastic show. You had last week. You had a nice group of people in the studio with you.
Yeah, all we had to do was refresh the browser. That was my bad for not having you on sooner. But definitely, thanks for calling in to the Glenn Z Show. If listeners are in the chat room, I'm the Glenn Z Show there in the chat, and I posted a link to today's episode. But enough about me. How you doing? How long is your show, man?
I'm gonna try to go for 2 hours, cause you know. I don't get my accolades, but you know, usually I get these motherfuckers that want to talk shit about me. But I finally got, you know, outside of my close circle of friends, but someone that I don't know actually left me a good comment. They said, this is from Jedi6328. I enjoy Louis' comedy, his rants, and his guest. I wish he would call out BS more often within the mass media and movements. But then again, those listening know the game is rigged, but what are we gonna physically do about it to bring about positive change? And more bitching about it does not get any good physical results. And it would be nice to see 3 or 4 hour weekly show. If you're gonna do it once a week, then make it count. All in all, the Crotch Shot Radio Show is on my iPod every week. Keep up the good work, Louis. Thank you very much, sir.
What I was gonna say is that it's always good to listen to you, even if you don't have guests on. I know you like to have a lot of great guests on all the time, but just listening to Louis B, you know, which is why you have your new blog now, the Rant Things of Louis B. It's really refreshing. You do speak to a lot of frustration, not just, you know, in the fake stream media and the fake tricks, because people are already hip to the game if they're listening to you, to some degree. But, you know, it's just refreshing to, you know, the comedy. And also, by the way, I agree that, yes, and I mean this in total seriousness, that baby wipes are better, so wipe your ass real clean. And
exactly.
That's what you need to do in the information war, is wipe away all these pieces of fucking shit with this baby wipe of truth.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Well, baby wipes do make you feel cleaner, but, you know, it's
to use a crude analogy.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, you know, for me to call out people in the movement, like, I've been doing that since Jump, pretty much. In fact, I started doing it before it was cool. I think me and Christy have been doing, we're the fucking hipsters of talking shit about other people, about fucking people that are fucking on assholes, you know? People that are actually doing
shit. The user is asking, what chemicals are in baby wipes? Is it a eugenics operation? No, America, I believe it's just alcohol. It's kind of like an alcohol prep.
No, there's no alcohol.
Hold on.
I got a package right here. If they really want to know, yeah. No, I carry it. I carry it with me to work because you never know when you gotta take a shit. And you know what? I'm not gonna fucking be on the job with no cranky ass. You know what I mean? And for those of you that don't know, cranky ass is like when you wipe with dry toilet paper and there's still like shit in your ass, but you don't got time.
Yeah, dingleberries.
Yeah, you don't got time to fucking dig the shit out of your asshole, so you just gotta fucking put up your pants and let it rock, and then you walk a couple miles and you sweat, and you know, you take off your underwear, it's like, woohoo, that's cranky ass. Anyways.
Oh, man.
Anyways, what's in these Kirkland Signature Moist Flushable flushable Wipes are water, propylene glycerol, aloe barbadenus leaf juice, tocopherol, acetate, PEG-75, lanolin, disodium, cocoathymaffinidate.
Yeah, it's like similar stuff to shampoo, except in smaller quantity. It's just little cleaning agents some of them have alcohol, some of them it says like alcohol free on the package, but it's just basically little soaps and some alcohol that, you know, burns all the bacteria off your asshole, leaves it sparkly fresh.
Yes, and that's really what I want to go with, because I really recommend using that instead of like dry toilet paper, because dry toilet paper, you know, if you have to wipe and wipe, leaves your asshole fucking raw and fucking not feeling good, you know. I just want to, and plus with the moist towelettes, you don't gotta be there years and years and years fucking wiping your ass. You could wipe your ass, it's nice and fucking clean, it's fresh, like out of the shower fresh, and you could go on with your day with confidence.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. As a reply to Mystic Star in the chat room, they do make them organic. There's various brands, you just gotta be a smart shopper about it. Me personally, you know, I don't care if it has alcohol in it or whatever. I mean, the point is, it's better than wiping your ass with a dry piece of paper, which is going to make things worse, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it leaves little pieces of paper stuck in your asshole, too. So I don't know why we're getting off into such a lengthy discussion.
Well,
I appreciate your angle on things. And, of course, it would never be, you know, anything else.
I cover everything. I cover, you know, like if people want to know from head to toe, you know, I try to help out people from head to toe. You know, it's like, you know, safe baby lotions and wipes. Well, no, like I don't use baby wipes because baby wipes are not flushable. I need something that's gonna break up in the toilet, so that way when I flush them, I don't fucking cause a fucking terrorist event when I fucking plug up the toilet. The shit starts.
Well, I'm pretty sure it's terrorist activity just to possess a moist towelette. So talking about it, that's pretty bad too.
You know, the New World Order does not like us to have unchapped assholes. They need us with like walking around with raw assholes. Like,
it's like that. What was it on the Man Show? Jimmy Kimmel, man ponds. He had a commercial
a man pond. You know, okay. let me discuss the man pond, because I've had to do this before I discovered moist towelettes. A man pond is basically something that acts as a buffer. Like, if you still got shit in your asshole and you want to prevent fucking cranky ass, what you do is you roll up a piece of toilet paper, shove it up your ass, so that way it soaks up the shit juice, so that way it doesn't get in your underwear, so that way it doesn't, like, stink up the joint. Like, you know, your situation is still smelling fresh, even though you got a plug up there, fucking holding back holy hell. So, I'm just
saying.
This
is supposed to be a prank show, right? Or are you still going to do that the second hour?
I don't know. If I don't get any numbers, I mean, tell you the truth, I'm getting tired and I want, you know, because I got work tomorrow. They changed my schedule. So, I mean, basically, I just, you know, like, I'm just like, and I know I'm like the king of infighting. Like, people have like called me the fucking king of infighting, but.
You are the CPS of the truth movement.
I am the CPS of this.
You will kidnap bad leaders of different social movements, and you will hold them hostage until they have admitted they're wrong.
Where the fuck did you think it was okay to use that money to buy fucking college credits and shit?
Which, by the way, I want to share my little experience, story about today's street action at Ground Zero. People are wise to that, man. The guys who are still out there, God bless them, you know, they're out there every Saturday. They, you know, they don't trust Luke anymore. He's been abandoned, you know, a while ago, ever since Louis broke Rutkowski Gate, or whatever you want to call it, you know, Luke Gate.
It's called getting up in that ass.
Yeah, they're still continuing over there, but they're wise to it, you know, the official word on the street and elsewhere now, because Luke goes through so many girlfriends like pocket change, you know, even his ex-girlfriends can't stand him.
This is the shit I don't get, you know. And
9/11 truth is stronger than ever, by the way. We had a great response from the public. That's basically all I wanted to say, is that we were out there all night today, and people are really getting it, man.
That's good. I mean, it's good that shit is starting to change. I mean, we get rid of
The winds of change, man. I mean, but that's the problem, though, because people are at a point where they know about it, but knowing and doing something about it are two different things. And, you know, you got a lot of people are like, yeah, I agree with you, or they're like on the fence, and a lot of them got converted today. I saw that happen. Mm-hmm. And so it's like 90% are on our side, but then, you know, what's the point, they ask. Like, you know, even if you have all this information, how can we do anything now that so much time has gone by, or some of these people have died or are about to die? David Rockefeller is like 96 years old. He could keel over at any moment. So it's like, how do we even get justice, even if we're right? And so that's the question now. It's like, we have too much evidence. Whereas before we had speculation and conspiracy theories, we didn't really have absolute proof. Now we have absolute proof that, you know, 9/11 was orchestrated by whoever. And that's another thing I wanted to say.
At this point, how are we going to get people who's going to give a fuck?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. First, we have to fully get it into the public consciousness what actually happened, rewrite the story. Then we can talk about prosecutions. But what was I going to say is that the main thing is, man, people are not just ready to question. They're on our side, man. It's just we need to really stand up on our hind legs again, man, and be like, yo, in this post 9/11 age of Obama, shit hasn't really changed. It's gotten worse, man. Like, now that people are getting personally affected, it's really easy for them to come out with it. And I saw a lot of little kids today, man, like 10-year-old kids were like, yo, it's definitely a conspiracy, you know, the government blew up the buildings, blah, blah, blah. So people are like drawing a line in the sand right now, man. But I hear you, man. You know, it's like all this work for what? Like, where is the supposed new investigation? Where is the justice? I mean, it's a long time coming, but basically,
I mean, and the thing that's fucking killing me is
it's bulletproof. We got an airtight case.
Well, yeah. I mean, the thing that's killing me is you say we got all this shit, we got all this evidence and all that. Yet, that guy says fucking Jews did it. That guy says
that's
no
what
plan.
I was just about to mention. Is that the one last point I was going to make about 9/11 on your show tonight? Is I'm getting kind of tired of all these anti-Zionist people, man. And, you know, I can see why Alex Jones doesn't go to that territory or others. Because myself, I believe that Israel was definitely involved and that Zionists definitely have not only a hand in the attacks of September 11, but, you know, they do influence our country. They lobby AIPAC, the rest of it. There's a lot of, you know, the double dealing when it comes to Israel and stuff like that. And Zionists are definitely a problem. But to say that Israel runs America or that Israel did 9/11, I think that's pretty extreme. And they had a hand in it, but I don't think they ran the attacks by themselves or that they run, you know, everything. You know, the Jews killed the dinosaurs. The Jews killed the Mayan Empire. The Jews are responsible for fucking everything, according to people. And, you know, like, there's a time and place for that, but they're, like, basically saying that anybody who doesn't say Zionists did 9/11 are shills, they need to get the fuck out.
You know, and in all seriousness, you know, I've caught shit for having Jews on my show. And it's like, oh, well, you know, you have Jewish people. Like, and? I thought you said it's not about hating Jews. That's the first thing.
Yeah, and Jews aren't a race to begin with. It's a group of, it's an ethnicity or Israeli is a nationality if you're living. Because I heard people say, if you live in Israel, it makes you a Jew. No, if you live in Israel, it makes you Israeli.
Yeah, I mean, look, I like, and if anybody wants to call you a Zionist, I got fucking video video of you eating bacon, so I don't if that's proof.
But that's the thing. I mean, I went through a religious ritual at age 13. I became formally inducted into the Jewish community, but I chose not to participate. I choose then, and I choose now, not to participate. I have never attended any religious holidays, never attended masses. It was just something I did to learn another language, learn the customs of this practice, because my parents wanted to give me a religious experience. And I am a very religious and spiritual person, but that doesn't mean I'm Jewish because I don't identify with it. So going through ritualistic motions and whatever doesn't necessarily make you that person. Just like Freemasons, you know, when you enter Freemasonry, just because you get a couple degrees on your belt doesn't mean nothing. You have to live it, eat it, and breathe it to really call yourself a Freemason. And a lot of people just join that shit because they want status or they want to brag that they know some secrets or something.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, what fucking degree of Jew are you? Are you
exactly.
Are you a 360 degree Jew? I just turned around.
It's like that Family Guy when Optimus Prime is part Jewish, and you see the he puts the Jewish cap on and like little prayer shawls come over. It's like a retractable shawl because he's a robot. It comes out of his chest.
I didn't know he was Jewish.
And then there was like, they were making a joke, and they're like, look, there's half of Lenny Kravitz, and it shows half of him. It's literally sliced in half, half Jew. But Jew is not a race, and that's the thing I really wanted to make clear. You know, it is an ideology. That's like saying there's a Muslim race or a Christian race. That doesn't make any sense, man.
Yeah, it's like, I get, like, in the early part of the show, I mean, when I first started, I would get all these, like anti-Zionist people, and they're like, oh, what? It's not about hating Jews, but then their criticism would be, well, how come you have Jewish guests on your show?
A lot of white supremacist caller type people calling into the Glenn Z show recently, telling me, like, you know, I agree with all your analysis about conspiracy and 9/11 and all this stuff, but by the way, go to my website, whitepeoplearedying.com. You know, and it's all about how white genocide and how the blacks are taken over and Spanish people are the devil and how, you know, the white race is being killed by all these ethnic minorities. So they try to associate me with that because they come on my show as guests or as callers, rather, and they say this type of stuff.
Well, yeah, their heads must explode since after last week's show. It's like, and don't they realize that you're on a network by an African-owned radio network? Okay.
The ultimate irony.
It's just like, okay, so you're calling into a black-owned business radio station, and you want to talk about fucking white supremacy. All right, yeah, that makes sense. Let's do this. It's like calling into my show. What am I against? What is my pet peeve? Oh yeah, it's like people calling in and, you know, agreeing with me, and then fucking sending me to a fucking website about Yonkers that doesn't exist. Fuck Yonkers.
But yeah, I mean, I had to call in because I heard you talking there, and I had my own show today, which went over pretty well. And I'm going to be doing simulcast starting April 1st, so TV and radio is going to be live streaming and recorded video and audio. And we're going to tear some shit up.
Is there going to be nudity?
Yeah, you could see Glenn Z's booty shaking live, and it's going to be restreamed for subscribers. You may get some nudie pics.
Oh, okay, very good. You know, as long
we might throw that in for you.
Something for the people. You know, you gotta throw something out there for the people. You know,
I'm gonna have an exact replica of the Twin Towers fashioned into twin dildos, and it's gonna be amazing.
Why don't you just shave the Twin Towers into your pubic hair?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, you know, just have the New York City skyline just.
That's how desperate it is. We have to write messages in our pubes now so that when girls are blowing us, they could convert to 9/11 trutherism.
Well, you know what I do? I recently hired a Chinese lady, and you know how the Buddhists with the straws, you know, they shake it out just to tell the future. Well, I shave my pubes in a cup, and she shakes it out, and she tells me what my future is. Yeah, that was a long way for a joke to get nothing.
I see many, many building collapses in your future.
God damn it, again? Fuck it, that's what I get for hiring illegal Mexicans. This fucking place is never up to code. Again, long way to go for me not to get absolutely shit.
Yo, and on some real fucked up shit, man, like a lot of my friends who aren't even truthers have been telling me lately, yo, I've been having a lot of visions, man, a lot of crazy dreams. I hope they don't blow up the new tower. I've been having dreams where the new tower blows up. And everybody's like, oh my god, really? Again? Are you serious? For real? Like, come on.
Oh, if they do that shit again, people will be like, you know what? Bullshit! People,
you know, that's what my friends were telling me, that they had a dream where it happened, and everyone was like, really? Really? Come on.
Yeah, I mean, that would, like, first of all, that would suck, because most of that thing is made out of glass. Imagine the shit that would happen.
And they're still finding bone fragments, by the way. That was on the news this morning, but that's fine, though.
Where the bone fragments from, like, 10... Wow, where?
Over 50% of the victims are still unidentified, but that's fine. That's liberal. That's healthy. That's a sign of a good society. Everything's fine.
Where did they find fucking bone fragments?
And we're paying for the new World Trade Center, by the way. Isn't that lovely? How the past train fare has gone up, and so has the Holland Tunnel and bridges.
Well, and also
the length of the tunnel hasn't changed.
Yeah. Do we get less tunnel?
Yeah, I know, right? And I was at the Port Authority meeting where we called them out on their bullshit, and we said, look, you don't need these fare hikes. You have $1 billion or $2 billion surplus. It's on your own website admitting it. And they just packed the room full of orange shirts, these union goons who are construction workers, and they're like, oh, so what's a couple cents more for the PATH train? The gas is $5, $4 or $5. If we can afford to do that, you could certainly afford to pay $175 or $225, whatever, for the PATH train. But they don't understand that adds up every day because people are commuting, like my mom, office workers in New York, every single day. So while you're paying $4 or $5 a gallon or $3 a gallon, whatever, you know, at least the gas lasts you. You know, these PATH train trips don't last you, man. It's ridiculous.
Yeah,
you used to have $2, you know, there and back, and now it's $2 just to get into Manhattan.
Oh, yeah. You want to know the bullshit? I don't know if they're doing it to you guys, but, okay, now this is where we're going to lose a lot of people that are not from the tri-state area. You know, they just recently raised the MTA, the fucking New York City Transit, like to $250. But now if you want to buy a new card to load the money, it's an extra, it's a dollar. You have to buy the card.
So a special loading fee now?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
So you buy the card for a dollar, and then you load the money for the train.
That's like ATMs charging you to take out your own money at the bank.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's a fucking racket. It's like $250. It's $250 a ride. That's not round trip, a ride. And so now people are paying $5 a day for a round trip to go to work. So that comes out to like $30 a week? 10, 50, 20, 25. Yeah, $25 a week. So let's do the math real quick. And I've talked shit about the MTA too. Because the MTA is like the fucking New York's version of the fucking Federal Reserve.
Yeah.
Because they get as much fucking... That's like $1,300 a year. And that's only if you ride the train five times a week. I'm surprised they haven't come out with an unlimited yearly pass. Get an unlimited yearly pass, pay like a grand, and you can ride the train unlimited.
And honestly, the subway looks like a dirty, stinking joke, man. I mean, it hasn't changed in years. Only the payment system with these new, you know, Metro cards or whatever has changed, and the booths and whatever. But the actual physical infrastructure is crumbling. Even though Manhattan is always constantly under construction, it's like, where is all the construction going? And same thing with the World Trade Center. They could have finished that shit by now. They're purposely dragging their feet. It's all there to remind you of the horrors of what happened, and it's a giant money hole, literally.
Oh, fucking... Like, we're worried about people getting pushed in the train. You know what? I lived in New York all my life. You learn to keep your fucking neck on the swerve, you know what I mean? You got all these fucking carpetbaggers coming up in here, and they're like, oh my god, this is so ironic, me getting pushed into train tracks. Let me Instagram this. Instagram the train coming from my head, because some fucking crazy asshole. Like, get out the fucking track. Stop looking. Fuck your iPhone. It's like, I mean, this reminded me. I'm coming home from work, and I'm fucking this chick is like on her fucking phone staring at this shit, not paying attention to nothing. The light turns green, fucking this other fucking asshole car driver is like not fucking paying attention either. I had to fucking grab her arm and pull her back, and she's like, she was about to get pissed with me, and I'm like, look, you almost got hit by a car. You live in New York City.
Yeah, well, clearly you hate women, Louie, and pulling women out of distress who may have just been hit by cars, that's clearly misogyny.
Oh, yeah. Of course, because every woman has the equal right as a man to get hit by a car. My bad.
Oh, no, not just that, but chivalry is misogyny, so it's Orwellian doublethink. So at the same time that they want chivalry, when you actually do something to save their life, then you're a misogynist anyway.
Well, all freaking kidding aside, you know, I fucking, when I see dudes fucking with their eyes on the fucking phone without looking around, and they walk into, before they walk into traffic, I say, careful! And they look, and they're like, oh shit, you know, at least I get a thank you. But, you know, it's like,
right,
this bitch, you know, this chick, you know, she's about to start yelling at me, like, how dare you grab my arm? I'm like, look, you're about to get hit by a car. You live in New York. Keep your fucking head on the swerve. I mean, and that's what you got to do in New York City.
Well, even in Jersey, man, because right now I'm actually doing deliveries as a bike delivery driver and soon to be car driver because I just got my license officially in New Jersey. But even when I'm walking around, man, people don't know how to fucking drive in New Jersey. I'm like, complete your fucking turn. You do not make a left or a right turn across a giant intersection and then stop in the middle of the intersection to let people cross the street, or even on a regular street if you're making a left or a right turn. You fucking complete your turn. And I'm like, what the fuck are you stopping in the middle of the street for? I have to wait. If you're already in motion, I'm not going to run towards your vehicle to try to get run over.
I fucking hate society. Where's this post-apocalyptic fucking future that I've been seeing all through the fucking, all through fucking movies in freaking recently? It's like, oh, New York gets bombed out, fucking this show called Revolution, all the lights got turned off and everybody turned into fucking animals. Don't worry, it's coming.
Hurricane Sandy was just a sneak preview, and so was Occupy Wall Street. It's about to go down, man, and you better have your backup generators or whatever, because when there's no food around and you got these former yupsters now turned zombies crawling at your door, you better wish you're gonna have a rifle or something.
Oh, I swear to God, it'll turn into the fucking live action fucking Highlander. I'll start fucking taking heads off. Fucking.
Because honestly, I don't even own firearms, but I've seen ever since this whole Hurricane Sandy and since the Sandy hoax, which any way you look at it, it's obviously the staged media operation, whether it's an inside job or not. They keep pumping this gun issue, gun control thing, and all I've seen is people getting more into guns than ever, man, and I myself have been educating myself on that front, and also participating in training of firearms, so people are really starting to get it, because during that hurricane, man, Jersey City was under martial law, man, and there was a curfew, and shit got real, and there was a lot of fucking robberies during that blackout, and, you know, wish they had fucking guns when that shit went down.
African-American out. Don't be fucking racist on this show.
Well, literally, it was in the black part of town where all this happened. I mean, it is what it is. And, that was just a test run, man, and people do behave like fucking animals when their fucking iPhones don't work and they can't even get a cup of coffee when they're used to fucking hanging out at Starbucks all fucking day.
Well, I saw this documentary talking about getting into guns more, into guns more.
Is that what it's called?
When you're getting into, I just got a text message from my mom. You drank too much juice. Like, damn it. I saw this documentary about 3D printing guns, where it's not like you're like a regular printer. There's these machines that fabricate gun parts out of like plastic, and they're making a business out of it, where they design these plans that you could plug into these machines, these fabricating machines, and print gun parts and make real guns. guns.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just talking about, like, once you could do that, the whole gun control issue goes out the window because anybody could get these machines and start printing out guns.
Well, they're pretty expensive. I was having this discussion with my mom's friend, who actually is from Austin, Texas, and so she lived in the gun culture, and so she's also like a liberal feminazi type. But she's friendly, though. I mean,
how's she liberal? How's she liberal and live in Austin?
Yeah, I know, weird, right? And so, yeah, she's like one of these liberal leftist types. And we were having this discussion earlier this morning, and she's like, nobody's trying to take away your gun, because she lives, you know, in a state that's saturated with guns. But I'm like, here in New York, New Jersey, and, you know, there's other senators and whoever, congressmen and women, they're passing bills to ban everything. And I'm like, look at Ray Kelly. Look at Mike Bloomberg. They're openly calling for handgun ban and everything else. So there are people out there who are trying to take your guns away. And so that's just debunked right there.
Yeah, I just got a mystic. Nancy goes, the New York Safe Act included printed guns.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, of course. They're just like the news is written before it even happens. Of course, all these bills are already ready and in place. They just it's on the books. They just haven't put it in effect for you.
Like, I'm it's
pretty creepy, man, how they're moving against us right now. But that's because all they could do is use Obama to stall for the past 4 years. So now that that hasn't worked and people are waking up to what a fraudster he is, they're just now aggressively, openly saying, yeah, we'll drone strike you, when before it didn't even exist. They're like, nobody's going to drone strike you. That's paranoid. And now they're saying, yeah, what's your little gun going to do? We'll just kill you from outer space.
Here it is. Here's a thing. New York lawmaker goes after 3D printed guns. New York Democrat Congressman Steve Israel. Zionist! I'm just kidding. Hopes to federally outlaw 3D printed guns and magazines this December when the Undetectable Firearms Act of 1988 expires and goes up for a renewal.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so, listen, yeah. I'm going to listen for the balance of the half the hour. I just wanted to pop in real quick, spit a couple pieces of information, but I got to keep it quiet because people are going to sleep in my house here. But thanks for having me on, Louis. And I'll stay in the chat and listen to the rest of the show.
All right.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, thank you. Thank you for coming on.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, Jesus. This really turned into the fucking bitch and moan show. Oh, God, me bitching and moaning and fucking talking shit about fucking people. Oh, God. It's like, it's really just, oh, man. Oh, God, what else is there to talk about? I mean, it's, you know, there's really just such a fucking level of bullshit out there. And it just gets fucking frustrating because, you know what, you're so fucking limited to what you can do. Limited to what you can fucking do. They don't wanna, you know, you can't fucking fight the way you can to fucking defend yourself because certain entities won't let you, or it'll make you less than who you are if you fucking go down that fucking road. Yet the fucking psychos or these motherfuckers could go do it all the time, and then they turn around and be like, I'm a victim, you know. Oh, man. Oh, man. Anybody else want to call in? And New York, okay, hold on. Let me read what Nancy says. We can't have them. Save Act covered all of it. They have banned it all. The FBI is now tied in with it. Wait. Oh, I get it. NICS. Fuck games. Hey, I like that show, NCIS. I like the action. Nix reports, anyone going to a doctor that's how they are taking guns from people, even if they went to a dentist and had a tooth pulled. I sold my gun last summer so I could afford a visit to my sister in Colorado. They give you 5 pain pills. Nix has it so that way you won't pass background checks. And in New York, you have to get a new background check every time you want to buy. What? They're not only disarming people with PTSD, they're disarming Google and NICS. And you'll find the link. FBI gun control. Yes. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna get my gun license soon. You know, I'm gonna do it for work so that way I could get a better job. You know, that's pretty much the only reason. Once, you know, I get my own spot, I'll just get man. What else is there to talk about? Oh, man, I think I covered everything I want to talk about. I mean, I want to give this, like, you know, ever since I just got this comment, you know, he wants a longer show. I really just, like, I mean, if you like, if you're listening to it on the podcast right now, just email me crotchshotradio@yahoo.com. Let me know what you want me to talk about. Actually, I want to see, maybe if she's on. Let me see if she's on. Maybe she wants to talk about psychopaths. Let me see. Is Neeks on? No, she's not on. All right. Oof. I don't want to talk about the connection between bras and breast cancer. You know, fucking Christy. And I know, and I'm fucking Christy, but I mean, you know, Christy, you know, freaking Christy. You know, she makes a video about freaking, you know, free the boobs and shit. And, you know, I like, you know, Christy's like my aunt, man. You know, I love her like, you know, she my aunt. Straight up. The same reason why I wouldn't fucking want to see my mom's boobs, same reason I don't want to see Christy's. So, I barely watched the show. I barely watched her video about boobs, about her boobs specifically, because I don't even want to see the cleavage. I don't want to see her cleavage. To me, she has no boobs. Her boobs don't exist to me, because I don't want to see them. So, what freaking Christy does on Skype, she freaking pulls down her shirt, and I'm like, I got fucking scared. And the fucking shock fucked my stomach up for the whole night. Not that I got sick because I think she's ugly. It's just the fucking shock of like, don't do that to me. Fucking scared the shit out of me. I was like, oh, fuck. My whole situation was fucked up. And I'm like, yo, don't do that. Oh, God. And then Christy's on this fucking fart kick. You know, and I'm like, yo, you know, that's just, you know, it's like, you know, you gotta keep your farts to yourself and your boobies to yourself. You know, you're a 40-year-old woman, your boobies are your man, like, in the words of Chris Rock, 40-year-old titty, your man's titty, 20-year-old titty, community titty, friggin', those are Dean's titties, you can't be showing them all. Oh, man. Yeah, man, what else can we be doing? As I go in the chat room, I'm just... And Christy, don't take it as me dissing you. I don't think you're ugly. It's just I've imprinted it on you. You have been imprinted it on. I cannot view you as a sexual being, because your sexual beingness does not exist in my heart for you. You're still a virgin. You might as well not have girl parts at all. You're a Barbie doll. All smooth with no discerning marks whatsoever. And even that's too much for me to think about when it comes to your body. It's just, I can't do that. Ouch, my tummy hurt. Poop you. Oh, man. So you're interested in learning about going... Oh, okay. Well, I don't wear bras, so I don't have to, I'm traumatized. I'll never show anyone my boobs. Thank you. So, anyways. Oh, man. What else do I got, man? Let me at least give this guy a two-hour show. I'm trying to be, probably gonna be, like, an hour and like, 45 minutes and change or something. Because the fucking silence. I fucking try to edit out the silence out of the show. Yeah, nah, fucking. I'm just getting tired of getting fucked with. Honestly, fucking some fucking hooker, fucking with. Like, and you know, I shouldn't say some fucking hooker, because I've had a prostitute on this show, and she was a fucking delight. And she calls me, you know, Honey Blue Eyes calls me, and we chill, we shoot the shit. So it's not really, it has nothing to do with her fucking profession. It's just the fact that she hates herself. So instead of fucking improving her own situation, she fucking imprints everyone else with her bullshit, and that so that way she could feel like a fucking victim and be like, oh, he raped me. Oh, no, nigga, he just didn't want to fucking pay you. So I mean, look, this is the fucking psycho shit. You know, she fucking calls me on my personal phone to fucking start shit, so I call back and this is what happens.
I know it's you, dumbass. See, like a predator, you like to do to other people, yeah, what you don't like done to you.
Yeah, you're so a liar. You're a psychopath. You're a psychopath. Yeah, go keep quiet.
So I'm gonna boss you around, bitch. I got control.
Bullshit. You're a fucking bitch. Like, why do they always cackle like that? They all cackle like that. I mean, it's not like a Christy laugh. Christy's like, like Chris Geo did that same shit to me. You know, it's like, I got you, motherfucker. like that fucking cackle. Now that's an evil fucking cackle. I mean, once you, like, once she did that shit, I was like, oh, you really are a fucking psychopath. Because the other psychopath did that to me. Like, I recognized the fucking cackle. Like, like, what the fuck? Shit. She's great. Oh, man. Christy likes talking about her boobies. I like not talking about her boobies. She's, like, in a chat room, you know, with her video showing her boobie about her boobies. So, oh, man. Damn, it's getting late. So, now it's time to say goodbye to all our family. Look, Jedi, thank you. I mean, I just didn't have a fucking show planned. I'm probably going to end up changing the time of the show, depending on when I work. So that way, but I'm going to start trying to do longer shows for if that's what the people want, that's what the people get. If you want to help me out, go to rantinglouisb.blogspot.com, leave a donation so that way I could, build this show better. But I'm just probably going to try to pick up some overtime. Anybody listening, Raven, continue fucking with me. I will find ways to fucking stop you from fucking with me and fucking with everybody else. It's just a matter of time. You're not controlling nothing. You're not going to win. You're not winning now. All you're doing is you're just mad because basically I got a lot more to lose than you. And, you might think of that as a positive, but it really is a negative. Because obviously there's probably no one that gives a shit about you. They're just people that hate you. There are a lot of people that hate you, which is why a lot of your shit gets low rated. It ain't from one person. A lot of shit, even the shit that you should be getting accolades for, you're even doing it wrong, because you're just filming random shit of nothing going on. You're not fucking exposing any type of police corruption. You're just making up stories on cops. It's like, you're not even doing the right thing. You're not even doing the right thing correctly. You still have to make up lies and make yourself self-important. And you're probably getting off on this too, because I know you're gonna listen. You listen to my shit. That's the one positive thing, I guess, if I could take out something positive, is that most of these fucking people that stalkers are my number one fans. They read everything I have to read. They follow me. Like, seriously, if you like me, I'm at LouisB1 on Twitter. Fucking, I'm on Facebook, rantinglouisb.blogspot.com. I mean, hell, you can go to rantinglouisb.blogspot.com and click the link that says follow. You can follow my Twitter, my SoundCloud, my Reverb Nation, my YouTube, my Twitter, my Facebook. Twitter, you look like model. That's for you, Casey. But damn. They're my biggest fans. They try to find out. They people like me so much, they make fan fiction. So basically, yeah. But if you want to help me out, against my stalkers, if you're listening, you want to help me out, crotchoutradio@yahoo.com. I can use all the help I can get. That's pretty much it. So now it's time to say goodbye to all our family. CROTCA. CROTCHOT radio. The Crotch Out Radio will kick you in the nuts. Anyways, thank you for listening. I'm tired, man. My throat hurts. I want to watch Doctor Who and relax before I have to go to sleep and wake up and go work again. Oh man. Wait, really? 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 Oh, okay. Anyways. Oh, by the way, this just then, fuck Robert Morning Sky. Yeah, I think I talked about him in the fake shaman show, so he's a scumbag, so don't bother looking him up. Just, if you see Robert Morning Sky, just don't even bother. There's nothing there. Well, just, if you want more, message me, but otherwise, fuck him. Anyways, again, this is the Crouch Out Radio Show from my house to your house. Mahalo.
That's the end of my show. Donk. Hope you're all right. It's been lovely.